Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett, this is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Good morning and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I'm Randy Hicks. My co-host Dennis Bonin is traveling this week, so you may hear our outstanding producer, Mike Salmon, chime in from time to time. Mike, greetings.
Hey there, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Did you happen to catch the greatest, most unbelievable catch of the Braves game last night?
Go ahead. Rub it in. I missed the game. I turned it on right at the end. They were showing the replay of the Jason Hayward catch that saved the game for the Braves' win over the Mets.
That's right. Assured another save for Craig Kimbrell. And the Braves are still ahead by seven games.
I'm feeling good about how they're going to do.
Well, that's great. And now on with the show a little bit. Today we have special guests, and we're going to choose a little different format for today's show. First of all, we have Zachary Bennett, President and CEO of Reformation Productions in Dacula. Zachary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Tell us just a little bit about Reformation Productions.
Well, Reformation Productions is a full-service marketing agency. We're located in Gwinnett County, and we focus on helping local and regional businesses and taking their companies to the next level, making their marketing the most effective and targeted that it can be, and their marketing budgets and strategic plans, we try to make them the most efficient as possible as well.
Awesome. And also with us today, we have Rob Donahue, founder and also master director of the North Georgia Business Connection. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Unfortunately, I did not catch that catch last night from Mr. Hayward, but I'm looking forward to you telling me some more information about that after the radio show.
One of the greatest moments I've seen in Braves baseball in a while. Terrific. Tell us just a little bit about the North Georgia Business Connection.
Super, Randy. I'd love to. Again, I started the North Georgia Business Connection in 2000, and the North Georgia Business Connection is a local networking organization recently recently highlighted in the Gwinnett Citizen newspaper. What we do is we focus on growth of local businesses through member referrals and offering training and educational opportunities for their members. Over the past year, we have doubled in size, and basically my philosophy is helping small local businesses build relationships through that in a network referral system.
For our listeners and business owners that are regularly part of our network, today our format is going to be that Reformation Productions works directly with NGBC and provides them the marketing technologies that they need to move forward. We're going to actually intermingle some of the questions that we have for Reformation Productions and also the NGBC together. So from that standpoint, Rob, why don't you talk to us just a little bit about initially, really, what do you think networking really is?
Well, Randy, the great question, the difficult question for a lot of small local businesses and medium-sized businesses, networking is about building relationships. What I mean by that, it is a sales force that you get to go out and train and educate to work for you when you're out doing businesses. When I started my home inspection business back in 96, I needed to get out into the marketplace to let people know what my business was. So I got involved with a local networking organization, and from there, the North Georgia Business Connection was created with a vision that I had put together that the more people that know who I am and what I do, they'll be out there advertising for me. So I said, well, what a great format. What if I can do that for them and keep growing that exponentially through different markets, different locations, different businesses, so that way we can all work together so we can create, you know, I've got that my guy syndrome. When someone talking to you, Randy, and said, you know, I'm looking for someone that can do XYZ service. And, of course, you would say, well, I've got a guy that does that. Well, that particular person would be coming from that networking organization. So I've taken this organization from 12 members in one location. We're now going up to 10 locations in the greater North Georgia area and outside of Gwinnett County.
Well, there are really a lot of misconceptions about networking in general. What would you say some of the major ones are?
That's another great question. The misperception is a lot of business people think they're just going to go into a room, passed out some business cards, and you're going to be swamped by other business people that's going to try to sell you something. Say, hey, use me for your insurance. Hey, I want to buy or sell your next home. Or, hey, can I fix your toilet or your plumbing? And the idea of it is it's not set up to be that way. Networking is set up that you sit down in a structured meeting and you educate people about why you're different from the competition. What is your unique selling proposition? Because in this industry, everyone is doing everything. And you open up the newspaper, let's just say Remax. They probably got 1,000 agents in Atlanta alone. But what would make that individual unique in the real estate market? And through networking, that's what you're growing, is a personal brand for yourself and your business that people in your sphere of influence can go out and say, hey, I know this great realtor because, and that's what they would start talking, because they learn that during networking. And also people think networking is like network marketing. It's like a multi-level pyramid type thing. It's different. It's not that way.
Very good. Very good. Well, you mentioned a couple of things that I think, Zachary, you might want to expand on. And the first, of course, was branding and how that really affects NGBC. And also then, what do I do and who am I as a company? You mentioned that, Rob,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
And Zachary, why don't you tell us just a little bit about Reformation and how you've kind of helped the NGBC?
Well, with the NGBC, just like with most of our clients, so we always try to start off with identifying who are you as a person. If you're going to try to grow your company, then your company's personality really has to be at the forefront of what you put out there. And that's a part of the branding process. So we met with Rob to try to figure out, okay, so you want to grow the NGBC and serve more businesses in the area. So to begin with, what's the personality of the NGBC? How is it different than, say, BNI or DBA or any of the other networking groups that are out there? So we tried to develop what his vision was to begin with and where he thought he was going, who he thought he should be reaching, that sort of thing. And then from that, we move on to figuring out, okay, well, if this is who you are, let's find out what your customers want. So the sales professionals and the business owners that are in the area that would be interested in joining a networking group, what is it that they're looking for so that we can make sure that what you're providing is in line with what it is that those businesses are looking for. So we kind of lined up his messaging from there to say that, you know, this is who we are, this is our personality, the atmosphere that we provide, and we're providing these tools that are the ones that you're looking for that will help grow your business.
Well, obviously, you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yes.
How did you get into Reformation Productions as a separate marketing entity from the big boy marketing firm, shall we say?
Yeah, well, I've been in – I was with corporate marketing agencies, dealing with the big Fortune 500 companies for about 20 years. I've worked with Bank of America, Home Depot, Victoria's Secret, big-name companies that everybody's heard of. And I ended up – I had actually gotten married and realized that I was spending an awful lot of my time on the road traveling across the country. And about the time that I was trying to figure out how I could end up staying home more – I ended up getting a phone call into my office one day, and it was a local business that was wanting to figure out how they could utilize the services of the agency that I was with. And, of course, we had to ask the question of, okay, well, what's your budget? It's a huge screening question for big agencies, because if you're competing for the time that Fortune 500 companies with huge, multi-million dollar budgets have, if you can't compete with that budget, then you simply can't. The agency doesn't have time to work with you. So we asked that question. Of course, they didn't have enough money. But as I hung up the phone, I thought to myself, there's a niche here.
That's right.
So I left the corporate arena to actually go out and try to be that connection between professional marketing and local business and try to actually serve them in a way that that they could grow and have the same tools and resources that the big companies have.
So today your clientele is... And your niche?
We deal mainly with local and regional businesses that are wanting to grow And not that we wouldn't deal with Fortune 500 companies, should any of you want to call me, but we basically focus on helping the little guy get to that bigger level. We have clients that are growing nationally, and they need to figure out, okay, well, how do we become that that national brand name? How do we become known as well as Sears or anybody else? So we have growing companies that we have a tendency to deal with. People that have really pushed their own marketing knowledge as far as they can, and they really need help professionally to get to that next level.
Well, from owning several small businesses myself, I know that one of the things that you do is you establish your budget, and then kind of whatever's left over, many times that's left for marketing. How would you approach that question, that response?
That is very common and very unfortunate. As most companies know, you know, if you're not marketing, you're not in business. It doesn't make any difference whether you make the best steak in the world. If nobody knows about it, you're cooking for your family. So marketing should be a priority for all companies. There's different ways to determine what the budget should be. There's several different schools of thoughts. We provide white papers for people to make up their own mind about what it should be, what their marketing budget should be. But thinking of it as an afterthought is a big mistake, and it's why several businesses go out of business.
Very good, very good. And I noticed, too, that a lot of people are fearful or frustrated or say, oh, that crazy marketing guy, I don't know if I want to deal with him. How do you address those, and what are some of the fears and frustrations? How are they grounded?
Well, a lot of the reason why local and regional businesses are scared is because we're talking about their money. When you're dealing with Bank of America, they're a big corporate publicly traded company. When we talk to the marketing director there, he's spending his marketing budget. It's not his money. But when you're dealing with a business owner, that's mm-hmm. actually money out of their pocket. And spending it can be very scary, especially when they don't really know how the marketing process works. When you're dealing with larger companies, you know, you have people with an MBA in marketing. When you're dealing with the local business owner, they're good at making widgets. That's why they went into business, not because they were excellent at marketing. So that makes it very scary on their part. So what we try to do is provide to them the same process that all these Fortune 500 companies and the successful businesses across the country use in a way that's a little more scientific, where you don't just wing it and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. There's a lot of salespeople that are out there, particularly in this economy. Everybody is, you know, trying to make as much money as they can, and salespeople can steer you the wrong way. So we try to teach them, okay, this is the criteria that you go by. If whatever marketing tool the salesperson is trying to give you doesn't meet this criteria, it's a bad investment, and you don't need to do it.
And, of course, your offices are located in downtown Atlanta, right?
No,
on the 48th floor of the most expensive building downtown?
Not anymore. No, we're in Decula, just up in Gwinnett County.
And that's another thing, too, that you try to do, right, is you manage your expense level so that the small to medium-sized businesses that you work with can afford your budgets.
Exactly. There's not another agency that works on the level that we do for the pricing that we do. And a lot of that is because, one is that we have a lot of in-house services that other agencies have to farm out. We do video production and radio production and scoring and graphic design and web design. We do all of that in-house as opposed to having to farm it out and, of course, mark the prices up for other people. So it makes us very affordable. We also have other things that we do because we know that we're targeting companies that have smaller budgets. So there's a lot of things that we do to try to make it where it's more palatable for them from a budgetary standpoint, and yet they can still get, you know, world-class work done.
And why would, for example, a small business want to come to you for their printing needs and design instead of just going to a printer themselves?
Well, I can help you step in on that, because one of the reasons that we built such a great relationship with the North Georgia Business Connection with Reformation Productions was that a lot of small businesses, and I see it every week, I mean, I have over 125 different businesses in our organization, and the message and the branding is the same. A lot of times people will say, well, I've got money, I'm going to have a logo made up and print business card and say, well, there's my brand, there's my marketing, what else more should I be doing? And we ran into the same problem when we met with Reformation. It's like the NGBC didn't know what direction we were going in. So to chime in for what really they can do is they take the whole process and they back it up. And they say, we need to be going down the road in a straight line. Everything needs to work together. So for us, it was logo, messaging, branding, colors, schemes. Everything has to kind of go together. It was a unique partnership with Reformation Productions to be able to do that. And I've been doing this for 17 years as a small business owner. And Zachary said the key word, everyone out there is winging it.
Well, I've noticed just recently as a member of the NGBC that we have had a large number of members join and a lot of other chapters and a lot of success that's come about that's really from a lot of the branding and marketing that you guys have been working on.
Well, that's true, Randy. I mean, it was amazing that the process that we went through with Reformation, I mean, they sat us in a room for 5 hours and said, tell me who you are.
And what's the answer to that question? Who
There's
is
There's a lot of different answers for that, but we wanted to be local. We wanted to be helpful. We're one of the only organizations that I feel that when members come on board, we just don't let them wing it on their marketing and doing the networking. We also provide a three-hour training class to help people with their 30-second spot. Just imagine that, a radio spot for 30 seconds. I mean, Mike has companies here that spend thousands of dollars for a 30-second spot, and they're getting their information and their branding out there precisely. But yet I've got, you know, small companies doing $50,000 to $300,000 a year. And if you were just sitting in an elevator with them and saying, 30 seconds, tell me who you are and what you do, a lot of them are like, I'm Rob Donahue. And they would give you, they wouldn't be able to put enough into that. So part of what the North Georgia Business Connection is more educating and helping and mentoring the small, local, and medium-sized business to come in and network with other people that need what they want. So when I've sat with Reformation Productions, it was like I had to go back and say, wait a minute, what is the 30-second promo for the NGBC? What are we about? I had to go back and say that for myself. And once we did that, one of the unique things that Reformation does, they go out and do surveys. And we surveyed all of our members that were in the NGBC, and they also went out and surveyed people who didn't know really what networking was about. And we gathered all the information to find out what the perception of a member and a non-member to what networking is about. And what was kind of strange and funny, when we looked at the data, you would think that most people would get involved in networking to make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing, that was near the bottom of the list. Money wasn't the driving factor why people, not, they join for the money, but they stay for more different reasons. Education, training. We do educational seminars. We could be talking about being on a radio show, getting yourself out there and talking to people. We do branding sessions put on by Reformation Productions about Facebook, social media, how big that is, and how your business needs to be tied to that. We've also have had nationwide renowned business speakers that come around. We've had top name speakers, promotional and motivational speakers, come in and talk to our organization. Those were some of the benefits of not just paying your dues just to come in and network with Randy from Meridian Star or Rachel Benner from Reformation Production, but we're also teaching them what's going on in the industry that will help you get your business to the next level.
That's probably the biggest difference between the NGBC and other groups is NGBC does help grow your business through through referrals, which is actually going out and almost like having an outside sales team. You have your family of people that are always looking for opportunities for you, but they also they grow the individual members as people, as business people, training them. This is how you do networking the correct way. These are our different opportunities that you can see that are out there to make yourself a better salesperson, to make yourself manage your money better, to make you learn how marketing works. And everybody's heard of Twitter and what does that mean? And they really bring a lot of education to the individuals that are members, in addition to just growing their business through expanded opportunities.
Well, that's interesting, and you really feel this is quite different from other networking groups as well, Zach?
Yeah, there's tons of groups that are out there, and they each have their own niche. You know, it takes different people like to join organizations in different ways. The NGBC is family oriented. It feels like it feels you're making friends, but it's also the purpose is business at the same time. So the atmosphere is a little more casual than some. Some people like it extremely button-tied type of organization. The NGBC is not that way. But at the same time, they still have the accountability and the processes that are necessary to run an organization such as the NGBC in a way that's going to be profitable for the members.
And the accountability was a huge piece that came in when I talked a little bit earlier about the survey, and that was key. People wanted to make sure, if I show up and I'm professional, I want to make sure the person sitting next to me and across from me, we're going to be doing the same thing. So one of the new things that we brought in, we just launched what we call the 2.0 event, and that was in April. And we had 120 more or so people, 60 of them were guests, to find out what's going on, how is networking going to take me to the next level, and what organization is going to help me get there. And accountability was a big piece. And it's one of those things we bring. Now, you don't have to come in with a suit and tie and be professional, but at the end of each meeting, we also tell our members to now open up your NGBC booklet and keep track of what it is that you're doing. A lot of people will wing it. We're saying, well, did you attend a meeting? Did you do a one-on-one? Did you speak? Did you do a 10-minute presentation, educate us? Did you visit other chapters, which is extremely unique to what we do? Because we currently have chapters open right now in Duluth, Lawrenceville, Suwanee, Snellville, Decatur, Buford, and Hamilton Mill, and we're going to be growing into the Alpharetta, Jefferson, and Gainesville market. And the reason being is that if you're a member in the Duluth chapter, and let's just say Rachel Bennett is a member in Buford, and she's going to be absent because she has a seminar to go to. Well, in our uniqueness of our website and our organization, she will send out a request for someone to sub for her. And the uniqueness of that is let's just say you, Randy, being in Duluth and Rachel being in Buford, you could go in and sub for her in a Friday Buford chapter. You would do her promotional. But then we allow you to say, hey, I'm Randy Hicks from Meridian Star Merchant Services. So we will help expand your brand, your services into other chapters. So in case those people have their clients and they're looking for credit card processing, and they're looking for a great, reliable company, they can turn around and say, you know what? I have a gentleman in my professional networking organization, Randy Hicks. He's located in my Duluth chapter, and let me get that information out there for you. So we help the individual grow through different markets because of the uniqueness of what we set up. I've always believed that if you have something to share, everyone needs to hear it.
That's another piece that you brought up, too. It's networking. You have, if you want to be successful at networking, you have to work at it. A lot of people think they can go to a networking group, sit in the corner, and all of a sudden business is going to come. That's not going to happen.
No, it doesn't.
With the way that the NGBC is set up, like he was talking about with the substitutional system, you actually have access all across the NGBC's areas where all their different chapters are, if you want to plug in that far. Now, if you don't, you know, if your comfort level isn't that high and you want to learn a little more, then you can stay in your chapter until you learn enough to where you can grow out. But that's really what the NGBC does, is they provide tools for you that if you want to go after it and really use networking as a marketing tool, it's available to you.
Well, so do you think that's different from other organizations?
Yes.
We say that because we've been to other networking. I've been involved in other networking organizations, the nationwide ones, the worldwide ones. I mean, there are great organizations out there. Remember, there are two types of networking. There's open networking and closed networking, too. One of the great places that we go to, the Chamber of Commerce, is, I mean, any business that's in any area, any state, no matter where you're listening to this radio show, you should be plugged into your local Chamber of Commerce because you do want to build those relationships. But the uniqueness of what the NGBC is that it's closed. And to expand on that is that we would only have one realtor, one mortgage person, one PNC, one merchant service, one marketing company, because you're trying to build that relationship with that particular person every single week.
And that's in each chapter, not in the whole organization. So each chapter would have a specific number of people within,
correct,
within their industry, so that group, say if you're in Duluth, you're the insurance guy in Duluth, all the people that are in that Duluth chapter, they have one guy to go to for insurance. So it really helps to them to learn, okay, that's my guy thing. You get to be, I'm that guy in that area.
And how do you obtain trust in that guy?
Well, the trust basically comes, you got to be there every week. I mean, like Zach, we said, it's networking, not net eating, not net standing. The fact of the matter is,
I've heard that quote before.
Yeah, you've heard that phrase. If you check our article out in the Gwinnett Citizen, you will hear that. But that's what network. It's not about where am I going to go have breakfast and eat and chit chat. This is not a social hour. You build that reputation. You build that trust by getting up week in and week out, saying who you are, what you do, doing your 10-minute presentations, substituting. And one of the unique things that we do in the North Georgia Business Connection is we schedule what we call one-on-ones. See, the one-on-ones was something I developed, but I learned 17 years ago. I went to lunch with an individual, and we just started talking. And he said, well, you know, what are good referrals for you? And in my business, I was in home inspection. I said, well, you know, I always need to get into real estate offices, pass out my card, my brochures, and talk to agents. But it was difficult for me to get past the gatekeeper, which is usually the secretary. That was their job. Well, this individual says, well, I know this person and this person. They were the brokers of the two largest real estate firms in Gwinnett County. Gave them my name. I got their name, and I was able to bypass. And I'm like, wow, that was pretty easy. Who else do you know? And that's when the bell went off. Who else in my chapters know people that I don't know and need to get into? And how can I do this without being inside the meeting? So at each of our chapter, we schedule a one-on-one. So that one-on-one will be two members who will meet in the within the next 7 days for the next meeting. They'll go out, and we typed up a professional format of certain questions that we can get across. So we know a little bit about your credentials, your certification, your power partners. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll talk about, most people don't even know what a power partner is, but and also what would the best referral, what is it that makes you unique? What makes you tick every day? What makes your business unique? And then at the following meeting, those two people are given 2 minutes to read back what it is they learned about that individual during that one-on-one.
Do they also learn about them personally and kind of some of their...
Yeah, when you sit down, you're going to do it outside the meeting format. So you may have coffee, you may have lunch. I mean, the format itself is set up to get done with two people within 20 minutes. But most people stay for about an hour. They talk about different things. Like if you sat with Zachary Bennett like I have and Rachel Bennett, well, they're avid bicycle riders. Zachary has a Harley Davidson. And
that would be a motorcycle, not a bicycle.
Well, motorcycle, that's true. The motorcycle rider. But, I mean, you learn different things. So his hobby is motorcycles. And let's say I'm talking to someone, and they're talking about starting a new company, and I just happen to know that person has a motorcycle. I said, you know what? I have someone that's got a brand-new Harley, really great rider, got the helmet, and he's got the whole family involved with the real family outlet, but he's also a professional marketer. See, I find a way to find that interest to get those two people together, and I learned that by meeting with these individuals. And, Randy, you would say, well, everyone would do that. No, they don't. We know through research and watching what's going on every meeting, people do not take the extra time out of their business to go sit with someone else to let them help you get more business. We actually had to schedule it. And from that, we've seen referrals increase double digits in every chapter that we have because of the one-on-ones. And I just last week, I was in a chapter in my Hamilton Mill chapter, and Tom Dovin, who's the PNC for Allstate, did a one-on-one with someone. And that particular lady, she sold health insurance. She said, oh, and Tom is also looking to apartment complex managers or management companies. Now, I've known that about Tom Dovin for years. He's been in the NGBC for 6+ years. But since she said that again, and it came out of a different person's mouth presenting Tom Dovin, he got 6 referrals just that one day, and everyone saying, I know this person, I know this person, I know this, because we're so caught up in our everyday life, we have to separate the two and help people jog their memory to say, you know what, I do know that person, I can pass that referral to you.
And that's another thing, back to your question of how do you gain that trust. with the NGBC, is that the longer you've been there, the more other people know you, your reputation grows within the organization. So that builds trust. There's also an accountability factor. The members are looking out for each other's best interest. And if for some reason you're found to be someone that crosses that line and you're not somebody that represents the NGBC and therefore the other members well, there's a process for that. So if you're a member of the NGBC and you've been there any length of time, there's a trust factor that comes along with it because of all the accountability factors that are put into place. So that's there as well.
Well, Rob mentioned power partners. Could one of you describe that for us?
Power partners. If you walk up to someone and say, who's a great power partner for you in your business? And they would probably say, I don't know what you mean. Or they have a different idea of a power partner. Power partners are two businesses that deal with a client that need multiple services. It's like the food chain. And let me take real estate. It's the easiest way to describe it. Someone wants to buy a house. Okay. So a realtor and a mortgage person automatically become a power partner. First, let's just say they start with getting pre-qualified through one of our mortgage lenders in any of our 8 chapters. Once that person is qualified, they may turn around and say, well, you know, I belong to an organization and I have a realtor. Well, that referral now goes to the realtor in that chapter. So you've got a mortgage person who needs a realtor and a realtor who needs a mortgage person. Okay, now they've sold the house. Now we have to get a home inspection. So now the home inspector becomes the power partner of the mortgage and the real estate person. Now after that sells, then they need termite inspection. So now the termite person, as you can see, it just grows and grows and grows. It's not always, it may not reciprocate back and forth, but for, let's say, a real estate agent, they need to have those people that they can rely on and trust because they've been involved in networking and they know and say, you need to use Sally for mortgages, Joe for real estate, Sandy for PNC, get your home insurance, and John for your termite. That is what we call power partners, people who work together with other people. Like, let's say advertising. Let's say we know someone's in a sign business, Randy. Most sign companies do what? They put signs on brand-new businesses. So if they're opening up a brand-new business, that means they must be providing a service or selling a product. Well, how many people walk around with cash these days? So a sign person will become a great power partner for Meridian Star Merchant Services because now they know they're purchasing a sign, they're opening up a storefront, and they're going to need to process credit cards and debit cards. So that would be what a power partner would be. So rather than you going around knocking on all doors and saying, boy, I'm not getting anywhere, you would want to build relationships with people who are out there that can bring the next person in line to say, this is the next person, this is the service that you need, and I know it's someone in my networking group that can help you.
Power partnering is really a networking version of co-branding. If you and I have the same target, if our customer is the same person, then we seek each other out as a way to both, you know, use that same connection to reach that target. That's really what power partnering is all about. You mentioned signs and sign companies before. I want to get back to a question that you asked earlier about the difference between working with an agency like us or going to your local printer to get things done.
Right.
The biggest difference in that, because I don't think we ended up addressing it.
No, we haven't. It's a good
the biggest difference in that is that when you're going to a printer, you're going to a vendor. You're going to somebody that they're there to take this postcard I have in my hand. They know how to print this postcard. They can even lay out what's on the postcard, but you're going to have to tell them what's on it. So you're going to give them all of the content and tell them what needs to be said, how it should be said. They will simply lay it out and print it and do it for you. And when you go to a different printer next time, you're going to end up with a completely different looking piece. When you work with an agency like us, we're not a vendor. We are a partner with our clients. So we work from not just the postcard, but every single piece that you would put out to make sure they're all consistent. They all say the same thing. They're all recognizable as who you are as a brand and as a person. And if you want to put something on it that does not support your brand, we will actually tell you. Whereas a print company will say, no, that looks like it's spelled right, and print it for you, and there you go. So that's a big difference between using us and using other companies. Of course, you know, we use printers. Printers are great people, but they're not an agency. They don't have that that professional marketing experience. They're good at getting whatever piece you need printed.
Wouldn't you say, then, what you're telling me, Zachary, and you have said this before, but my pen, my truck or my business card. That's not my branding. Is that branding me when I give you my pen with my name and phone number on there?
You're talking about people that say that they'll help brand your company by putting your logo on a pen.
Yeah.
That is part of branding. No, that is not what branding is.
So it's like a tool.
A lot of people think that, I have a brand. It's my logo. It's right here. Your logo is a representation of your brand. It's not your brand. Your brand has more to do with the personality of your company, what it stands for, what your values are, that sort of thing. Your logo is supposed to show that the best it can, but it is not the same thing as being your brand. When you have the Nike swoosh, for example, it's a check mark. And people would never say that's Nike's brand. No, Nike's brand is about inspiring the soul of the athlete. It's about meeting the athlete everywhere that they need to in the marketplace. It's not just the check mark, which a lot of people don't even know where that comes from, which is another interesting story.
Where did it come from?
The side note here, a little trivia.
Sure.
The Nike swoosh or the check is actually a wing, and it represents the winged goddess Nike, which was the goddess of victory. That's where they came up with their name and their logo from.
How would it have come about by that? Would that the branding session? How would that work?
Somebody actually thought about what that should mean. Here's another one for you. If you look at the FedEx logo, subliminally, there's an arrow that's pointing mm-hmm. forward in the logo that a lot of people don't even know are there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of thinking and psychology that goes into marketing so that you can develop the best piece that will reach people in a way that's going to connect with them and make them want to purchase your product or your service. There's a lot of thinking that goes in there. And in order to reach that level and understand how that works, you really need to have a professional company to help partner with you in it.
And you mentioned partner just then, and one of the things I wanted to go back to was that you mentioned having a partner versus having a vendor. Everyone uses that today, but for you, for Reformation Productions, what does that mean, Zachary?
There's the biggest difference, or the most noticeable difference, is when we partner with a company, our success is tied to their success. So that gives us a responsibility I don't really know how else to put this. If you're wrong, we will tell you. Whereas a lot of vendors won't, because they're just there to make the transaction and go on. But if I let you do something for your company that's the wrong thing and it doesn't work, you're going to come back to me because you hired me to steer you in the right direction. Therefore, I have a responsibility to tell you, I know you want to do this, but it's not the right thing for your company.
Randy, let's go back to your favorite sport, the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Everyone gets up to bat and swings. They're basically, their pay is based on their swing ratio, how many times they hit the ball, right?
That's right.
So would you say that when they're not playing, each of those players have a batting coach? They may be telling them the right way to swing, the right way not to swing? Well, having a marketing agency is, the way I look at it, is my coach to teach me and to show me the right way to get my brand out there and get the right message so I can attract the right people and have a better batting average. So when we're bringing members into the North Georgia Business Connection, we're bringing in not just a business, we're bringing in a higher quality type business. Because one of the things we've also noticed since we did the branding and the marketing with Reformation is not only we're growing, I mean, that's normal, word of mouth growing, success does work, networking works. We don't focus our time on trying to prove to the person, oh, you'll make your money back, you'll get a referral. We know it works, it's proven. We're bringing in better quality salespeople, company owners into the NGBC because they're seeing it is a better fit and a better outlet for them to get their message out there and get that message across. Like that accountability piece. Everyone has to turn in a form every month. How well did you do? We're not keeping track of them. We're helping you keep track of yourself. So they're my coach for branding and marketing. But the NGBC is going to be the coach for the individual business to see how well they're doing and are they going in that straight line? Are they going in the right direction? Other organizations say, come on in, show up, pass your referral, see you next week. We want to grow with you. It's that power partner type situation, that hand in hand that's going to go. And if the member grows, They're going to tell other successful business owners. They're going to want to join. The organization grows. So everyone is helping each other.
Yeah, it's very similar. Again, with an agency relationship, if the client is successful, then the agency is successful. With the NGBC, if the members are successful, then the organization is successful. And not only that, but you mentioned organic growth. Yes, there's word of mouth. Yes, there's you can spend all day long throwing things against the wall and see if it sticks, and your company is going to grow. The question is it going to grow quickly? Is it going to be the best use of your money? How much money are you going to waste trying to get there? And we try to narrow that down and make what you're putting out there communication-wise the most effective that it can be, so that it connects with people, so that your company will grow in a more rapid pace than if you were just trying to wing it or do it on your own.
And Randy, you asked a great question about networking, and Zachary came back with organic growth, and you said, what is networking? Why would somebody want to do it? And this is what we find. Most companies advertise when they're slow. Because if you call and you ask them, say, why don't you come network once you advertise? No, I'm too busy. I'll do it later. And they find themselves constantly behind the eight ball. I've seen this. I've done it personally in my own business. Networking is like advertising. You don't do it when you're slow. You don't do it when you're busy. You do it 24/7, 365 days a year. You gotta do it regardless. And that's a huge misperception. When we sometimes will see growth when the market, like it was a few years ago, when the real estate market was down, everybody was in a business was slow. We still grew in our organization, because then they realize I really need to get to my core people without wasting a lot of time and money doing things that I shouldn't be doing. So to all those small businesses and medium business and those sales professionals out there, you need to market yourself whether you're busy or not. I have an opening in one of my locations for real estate. And the fact of the matter is we're trying to get a real estate agent, one of our Duluth chapters. And we went to a specific office and we talked to 39 different agents. They all said, I'm too busy right now. Call me back later. They all refused the opportunity to grow later. Because networking today may not put food on your table today, but I can almost promise you it'll put food on your table 6 months from now when you're not busy and you wonder how it got there.
And I can give you an example of that most people will be able to relate to. Everybody knows that Twinkie went out of business, right? Everybody knows across the country, across the world, everybody knows who Twinkie is. Twinkie had made a brand name, and everybody knew who they were. But when was the last time you saw an advertisement for Twinkie? You haven't.
That's right.
Because they stopped. And you know what happened? They stopped. They went cold. They went out of business. And now, thankfully, somebody has bought Twinkie, and they're coming back on the shelves this month. Yay. But hopefully they won't make that same mistake again. When you're in business, you have to keep your name out there constantly. Coca-Cola does not need to be any more of a brand name than they already are. But they're smart enough to know that they have to constantly be in front of the public, constantly reminding the new generations that come along that we are the choice for you. This is why you should choose us. And it's a constant ongoing process. A lot of companies, you know, when you first start off in business, generally 30 to 40% of the money that you make is going to go into marketing. That's to get your name off the ground. Once you become a successful business like Coke or Twinkie, you can usually cut back to 10% of the income that you make going towards marketing just to maintain who you are. But if you stop altogether and think, well, I'll just save that money and put it somewhere else, all of a sudden people don't know who you are anymore. You become cold. You get put on the discount rack in the back, and eventually, you know, it really does hurt your business.
So they could just create one ad and run it for 100 years?
If you think people wouldn't get tired of that.
Well, I think a corollary to the Twinkie story is that, Flowers Baking Company bought out the rights to Twinkie from Hostess, and because of all the publicity that they've gotten, they can't keep it on the shelves now.
Right.
And, you know, that was probably smart in their mind, is so let's make an investment on something that'll get Flowers Bakery more awareness, using another product to help boost the rest of the products you have. Come to a networking group and we'll show you how you can do that. There are just so many things I have learned from different companies and the education that you can bring and start conversations with your client. Because if you're walking in the door, Randy, of one of your clients and say, okay, listen, I want you to do this. I'm looking for that. How many people like to be sold? How many people like cold calling and telemarketers? No one likes it. But if you can go in and say, listen, I have somebody who may be able to be of assistance to you in your business, that they're a business partner with me, you go in and build that relationship first and follow it up with, how can I help you down the road? And if you ever need anything, call me. Because you have to be that go-to person that, you know, I hear it time and time again. That I got this referral from someone because I told this particular client, if you need anything, call me. You got to make yourself brand awareness to the client that I can help you. The NGBC also provides those other services. So if someone were to call you, Randy, tomorrow and say, listen, I need a landscaper, would you know what to do with that?
Absolutely.
Because you have built relationships and you know what somebody said, you know what, I have someone in my professional organization that can help you with that, whether it's residential and commercial. And, Mr. Customer, if you ever need any other service or product, please give me a call. I am here to help you. That's relationship building. And a lot of small companies miss out on that. What do you think, Mike?
I thank you for including me. I think I agree. I mean, I hear a lot of valuable information today from a lot of companies. People think, you know, Coca-Cola is a great example. Everyone knows Coca-Cola. They don't need to spend multi-millions of dollars every year in advertising, yet they do.
They have to. Yeah. Brand awareness.
And there must be a reason for that.
And just bring that concept, sure, that philosophy to the smaller businesses, which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Question I have, though, of course, is small businesses always looking at costs. What are the costs? What are the requirements to be part of the organization?
Well, the investment part of that piece is just a good question, Mike, is that we're going to invest in you. You have to invest in us. So when a new member comes in to our organization, the one-time cost for training up front, you join the membership, it's $150 for the first, what we call, trimester. And what that is, you join a boot camp. And in our boot camp, which is part of training, we're actually going to take you through the process to show you, A, how to show up for a meeting. Believe it or not, I've had people call me from the parking lot saying they were too timid and afraid to walk into a room full of people. So, A, show up to a meeting. B, how to successfully do one-on-ones. How to go out there and do referrals. How to go out there and substitute. And how to work on the 30-second promotional that they're paying for. And then after that initial investment, Mike, it's $30 a month. But what NGBC is doing, and which is, again, unique to our organization, to our business, we're actually going to finance your success. Most of your organizations are going to say, give us a one-year commitment up front, and then you can become a member, and they could be terminated any time during that period if they don't follow the rules and regulations, and there'd be no refund. But what the North Georgia Business Connection says, we want you to invest in us three times a year, so we do it, what we call a trimester system. This was the new system developed by myself and with Reformation Production. Part of our marketing is like, how can we get people involved? Because you know what? It may not always be the best fit for us, or it may not be the best fit for you. So why should we take more of your money if it's not needed? So every July, October, and February, we start a new trimester, and it's $120 to join after that. So it's $30 a month, a dollar a day, to make whatever amount of money you want to make.
Very good. Well, it's obviously working for the NGBC, and we thank you, Rob, for joining us today. And I'm sure that in part is not undue to the instruction and thought processes that you've gone through with Reformation Productions.
Yeah, I have to thank you, Randy, for letting us come on and share this message. And Mike, Radio X is awesome. I just think it's a great meeting to get information out to business owners, because those are the people who invest in their business to learn more things. And a great straight-line process. I mean, marketing is key. If there's anyone listening, if you're not sure what you are or who you are, you need to step back and do what we had to do and find out who you are, what your brand is, and get going. And the NGBC can help any small business out there with that. We'll get you started. We'll educate you, train you, we'll mentor you, we'll support you, and we'll help you grow.
Excellent, excellent. And, of course, if you need marketing services, Zachary?
Absolutely. If you are looking to build your company to the next level, if you've taken it as far as you can, or even if you're starting a business and you want to do it right the first time, just give us a call. Our website is reformationproductions.com. NGBC, of course, is gongbc.com, and you can contact us that way.
Excellent. We thank you both for being a guest on the show today. And we look forward to hearing other great news and as you continue to succeed.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, Zachary.
Well, Randy, I understand there's a lot of great stuff happening at Meridian Star Merchant Services. Tell us about that.
Well, processing over $7 billion a year worldwide for over 20,000 merchants keeps us busy, too.
That's all? Billion with a B?
Billion with a B, that's correct. Yeah. Our philosophy has and it continues to be that we cater to all the needs of payment processing to better serve our clients, whether that be mobile processing via smartphone or handheld device, standalone credit card terminals, anything of that nature, complete point of sale or POS systems to help streamline the client's operations, we try to be there for them. We really do enjoy what we do.
Sounds like you are very busy.
We are. And again, I want to thank on our show today, Partners for Success, I want to thank Rob Donahue, founder and also the master director of the North Georgia Business Connection, and also want to thank Zachary Bennett, president and CEO of Reformation Productions. Remember, to everyone out there, that you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 a.m. on this Business Radio X station. You can also listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by logging onto our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR. Thanks always to our producer, Mike Salmon, for making the show run like a champion thoroughbred.
Thank you, Randy.
Great job, Mike.
And we appreciate this. We look forward to everyone joining us again next week, right here on Partners for Success.